Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Morning, folks. What's going on?
Well, I don't know if you are. I don't know if you're aware, but the kicking situation drew a lot of cheers and a lot of boos and a lot of reaction yesterday. You know, look, David Montgomery looked the part, and that was fun to see.
Yeah, David Montgomery got six touches, and that was about all you needed to know that he's going to be, I think, a real special part of this offense. He is a clear upgrade over Jordan Howard, and that's not taking anything away from a consummate pro like Howard, but Montgomery's got some skills that are really going to blend in nicely here and maybe perhaps challenge Matt Nagy at times to do a couple things. One, run the football a little bit more, and then two, it's going to be very interesting to see how they divide not only the reps in the backfield, but the touches, because I think it's going to become very apparent that Montgomery's probably the most talented back that they have on the roster.
Good to see you last night, even if you did complain a bit much about the air raid siren.
It's brutal.
It's back.
And they've started a trend.
I saw that
in Green Bay, they've got a foghorn.
The foghorn was on third downs for the Packers. Nice that you included that in your 10 thoughts, ChicagoTribune.com. Brad, when you looked at the tight end position, though, that was the one that I think there's a lot of ground to be made by guys who haven't made this team yet, maybe. Trey Burton out. Adam Shaheen has the injury. Ian Bunting had a pretty solid effort. You look at Dax Raymond, you look at Ian Bunting. How did you see that shaken out, and what did you think of the tight ends last night?
Yeah, I thought Bunting, he ran better than I think you would have expected a guy that's listed at 6'7", 255 pounds to run. He looked pretty smooth on a seam route there when Chase Daniel hit him for that 45-yard shot. Had another, I want to say, 23-yard gain. I mean, he had some big plays where you're like, wow, this guy could be in the mix. Now, he also had some plays that are going to be minuses when they go over the film today. There was a holding penalty, a false start, a fumble, and then at one point he was on the edge and he was matched up against Brian Burns, the Panthers' first-round draft pick out of Florida State, and that's a bad matchup for just about any tight end. So I think there's going to be some learning points from him. But listen, to be able to move like that at that size, they're focusing on the blocking with them. I know that in training camp, and you have to think that you want to see more of this guy against the Giants. You want to see more of this guy in the preseason and see what he can do, because he was sort of the first man up down in Bourbon A when Shaheen went down. Bunting was the guy that capitalized on more reps in training camp.
Brad thought that Joey Sly won the Bears kicking competition. He did. He did very well for himself. I thought it was comical that you got a bigger cheer for the field goal than you got for the touchdown. And I thought it was, I mean, everybody's obviously kind of living on the edge with the kicker thing, but
Fry hits the long kick, and I wasn't impressed enough with him yesterday to think that he's going to win that job. And I say that because, you know, I was dialed in watching all of the warm kicks in pregame. You know, when they come out and they do their routine and they've got the long snapper and the holder and the coaches are watching. And you just, when you have that angle, when you're up in the press box and you can see from that angle, his leg strength just doesn't get it done, in my opinion. Maybe I'm wrong on this. And certainly, I think if you were going to sacrifice either leg strength or accuracy, you'd give a little on leg strength to have a guy that's going to make more kicks. But just watching the trajectory of the kicks and the way it kind of came off his leg, you get 45 and further out, and the ball kind of flutters. I don't know. Robbie Gould didn't have the strongest leg in the world. Certainly when he joined the Bears, he first became more accurate, and then over time he improved his leg strength. He still doesn't have the strongest leg in the league, and he does just fine for himself. Pinheiro, huge leg. You see a real big difference from Fry, but you can't have the misses, and he missed yesterday. So sort of leads me to believe that the kicker of the 2019 season is yet to be on the roster.
Brad, a lot of conversation about David Montgomery for good reason, and everything is relative, but Kareth White Jr. has something that makes him impossible to ignore. He has that speed that is just the breakaway speed. What are his chances of making this 53, and what did you think?
Well, yeah, he's definitely got that speed. I'd sort of like to see him get a shot or two as a kickoff returner, but that's what they got Cordarrelle Patterson for also, mm-hmm. right? And yep. Patterson didn't play because they don't want to expose a lot of the guys to potential injuries. It's going to be very interesting with White for a decision at the back end of that roster. Can he make the team? How can he help the team? Can he make it to Sundays? Can he dress on Sundays? There's only one football, and they are going to use Mike Davis in the backfield as a running back. Of course, Tariq Cohen is going to play. So I don't know how you get the guy touches, but yeah, I saw what you saw, which was that speed and a bill and burst, and the guy can get the top speed in a real hurry. So that's going to be interesting to watch the next couple weeks as well.
You know, Brad, I think when we think about moving forward here, and particularly with the quarterback, someone asked Matt Nagy what he thought about a preseason where Mitch doesn't throw a pass, and he said it didn't bother him at all. I personally wouldn't mind seeing him in that third preseason game run a half, you know, not a half, I guess a quarter, but throw a pass or two just to have a little dress rehearsal. I don't think that's a killer for him, especially if you're going to start the line with him. What's the benefit of not doing anything with him?
Well, you've ensured that your quarterback's going to be healthy for September 5th against Green Bay. If they're going to give some of these guys a little more action, I think it could be next week against the Giants instead of that third preseason game, because with the Thursday opener against Green Bay on September 5th, the third preseason game is only 12 days out from that opener. So because of the way the schedule falls, I would think maybe if he wanted to see Mitch go out and throw six passes, and I'm just saying if, maybe that would be more likely to happen next week at the Giants, because there's a little bit more time between that game and the opener that counts against Green Bay.
You know, Brad, I've already gone meatball in this show when I talked about Chuck Pagano and the value of him being on the sidelines, and I kind of like that. But I'll, at the risk of doing it again, I'm going to ask you about Ryan Nall, because last night I think that he showed some versatility. I know. You're going to crush me. That's okay. I need to ask the question. So with Trey Burton now, do you envision Ryan Nall being able to play multiple positions and a guy who you might be able to rely on in that role? Does that help him make the team? Does that have any sort of validity?
Well, if they get Zorich at middle linebacker.
Okay. Okay. No. Okay.
Yeah, I don't see him
They're the same size. It's a fair question because of their size. He's an athletic guy.
He's got good size, but I think you're going to look first at guys like Bunting, who we talked about, Dax Raymond. Ellis Richardson had made a couple nice catches as one of the undrafted free agent tight ends in camp the other day. I think you're going to take a look at guys that have been sort of trained in that role. It's pretty evident that they're not going to carry a fullback on the roster, which is something that they very briefly moved Nall to in preseason last year when he was a rookie. The roster's gotten better, and it's going to be more difficult for some of these guys to stick around.
And, they got another rookie running back, a kid with great speed in Kareth White Jr. It looks like a good practice squad candidate. If he can make the roster, speed kills. I mean, I don't know that he can make the roster. It seems like they're pretty loaded.
Yeah, they're pretty set there. And, what could he possibly do for Chris Tabor? Because they look like they're set in the return game, but boy, you wouldn't want to see a guy like that be wearing another team's uniform going against you. Not right away, anyway, that's for sure.
That's a good point. All right, Bigsy. Thank you, buddy.
Have a good weekend.
Have a great one.
Enjoy the Cubs Red Series.
Have a great weekend, guys. Thank you.
Yep.
All right, that is our guy, Brad Biggs.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.